Regiment, comrades, you know, it's funny. The organization that we have about it, even if it is not a focus,
But I think that let's start so that we mustn't hold up. Campaign. I know that Mr. Self could have appreciated it.
We are on other committees to look at
it. Yeah, it's true. Right, members, let's start with this thing. I think that other members will join us. Mrs. Chukunga has apologized, sent an apology. Mrs. Sybil Sitton, that's the only two apologies that we are having. The other members will join us. Members, let's start with a draft report of the committee on the oversight visit to Kimberley, the building of the prison. The building of the prison. You have it, members. Can we deal with that thing? Anything? Yes, Bishop.
The committee chairman, that I just find out on the background of the Kimberley Prison Center, the second paragraph of last slide. You say the building occupied an area of 7,445 square meters. But I just want to find out these two, the meaning of these two.
I don't understand your question.
It is 7,445 meters, yes.
Square meters.
Yes. But these two, the meaning of the two.
No, it means square meters. The 2M.
M2.
Yes. Means square meters. Can somebody else explain it better?
M3, not square meters.
M2 is square meters.
No. It's the upper clock.
That is the length and breadth. Bishop Tolo, question is this M2, what does that stand for? Maybe Bishop.
Yes.
Not the 7,445. I am saying that when you are talking about square meters, you are writing it like that. Mr. Self, can you help?
Yeah, when you start to put the 2 above the M. Yeah.
The 2 above the M.
The M.
M, yeah. Yeah, M2. Yes. It's a small 2.
No,
7,000 forward,
but I understand. I know it's a square meter.
Yeah.
But my problem is M2.
Yeah, no, maybe to accommodate
Bishop,
let us write it square meter.
Okay.
SQ. Square meter. And leave that M2 out. Any other questions?
Yes, Chair. On page 4,
yes.
About 2/3 of the way down there, the paragraph says it's regionalization of labor.
It's page 3?
Page 4.
Page 4, sorry.
About 2/3 of the way down, the paragraph says regionalization of labor.
Okay, yeah.
And then it says there the committee expects concern of any local people, etc. My recollection is that Ms. Chukunga expressed concern, and that the committee was very divided on this issue, decided that a further debate on this issue.
Yeah. So it is not correct to say the committee expressed concern. We can rather say committee members express concern or raise concern that only Will that be fine, Mr. Shaw? Yeah. Other questions? Yes, Bishop?
Yeah, on page 2, paragraph, finding, paragraph 2.
Yeah.
You know, a little concern, maybe, will help me. Secondary school facility. Committee was very impressed with the secondary school facilities, computer training, science training, library, sorry, laboratory and library and the reading rooms to be
provided
the center.
Yeah.
Many schools, the problem I had, many schools in ordinary community not had these facilities. And now my problem, if we are saying that, and we impress to see that. Now we are saying, when the community outside say, in prison it's a 5-star hotel. We are saying it's like that, because the ordinary people, they don't have these things. And as a committee also, we are saying, impressed on that. I'm not sure, but it's just maybe to get
thank you, Bishop. But if you can read the entire paragraph, Bishop, it covers your concern that you are raising. We must not create this thing. The entire paragraph, Bishop.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So it is covered there. Yeah. Any other thing, Mama?
Just on the same paragraph. I think if one has to really save capital, it's a vast improvement in the rehabilitation and because of such training and facilities provided. So I think we should actually raise that. It's a good thing that's going on.
Thanks, Mama. Mr. Sell?
Yes. On the process point, I'd like to make a suggestion, because this report contains a number of recommendations, and if we are going to go through these reports to highlight the recommendations that haven't yet been implemented, you must just tell me when, at what stage of our discussion of these reports I should raise those.
Yeah. Now, Mr. Self, we are going to deal with this report and put it aside and go to the next one. If you are having anything to say, then we say it. Any one of you.
Then I would suggest, Chair, that if you look on page 5, there are 3 recommendations which, to the best of my knowledge, have not yet been acted upon. Number 1, with the third bullet from the top of page 5, the last sentence, in addition, custodial staff that will work with juveniles should receive specific training to do so. That is a firm recommendation from this committee, and we need some feedback from the department. Secondly, the second last bullet point, if the land is arable, that land should be used for agricultural activity. I think we need some answers from the department about whether they're going to use the rest of that 50 hectares for agricultural activities. And thirdly, the last bullet point, the department should brief the committee on its progress in the acquisition of remand centres, etc., etc. That is an outstanding issue.
Thanks, Mr. Self. You know, Mr. Self, your questions, all your questions, you know, I was sitting in my office when I was reading this report, and you know, I came in here and Ms. Ngwenya was raising exactly the same thing that you are talking about, Ms. Ngwenya. Ms. Ngwenya was saying that it's 2 weeks before we rise. A new committee will come in. Who will take this report don't understand. Maybe many of us will be redeployed to other committees, not even this committee. we were talking about the ANC study group now. New people will come in. Now, you know, and that was my question that I wrote in the office as well, to say, what is the follow-up on all these things that we are going to do? Mr. Self raised issues on the recommendation. But who is going to monitor the implementation?
Chair, can I make a suggestion? I mean, there's some things that we're not going to be able to get right in the next couple of days.
That's right. Yeah.
There are other things that I believe are sufficiently important to request the department to come and brief us specifically. And one of them I'll come to relates to these contracts on Cajun. But there are other things that, you know, we are just going to have to note. What I'm suggesting we're doing at this stage is just make a note of all those recommendations that are outstanding. At some point or another, we can then decide, okay, the department needs to come and brief us on this, that, and next thing in the one or two meetings that we're going to be able to have before now an adjournment of Parliament. For the rest, we write to the department and say, we refer to our report of such and such a visit. This matter is outstanding. We trust that you are giving attention to this, and would you please supply us with a written response in due course? Then, the next committee that is constituted after Parliament is re-elected sits with all these responses. I mean, sits with all the committee's reports and the responses of the department there. It can then decide what further action it needs to take. But at least we will have done our job. We will have finished the thing, and we can go back to the electorate saying we have discharged our responsibility.
Thanks. That's a view from Mr. Self.
Jefferson, I would like to agree with what Mr. Self is saying. In other words, we are having a sort of a handover report that we need that needs to go via the department to the next committee that will come after the election.
No. That's fine. Or maybe to add, and maybe all the outstanding issues, put it in a separate document for the other committee, the department and the other committee, to take it further, because the complication in what Mr. Self is raising, we must adopt this because it must go to Parliament for adoption. Now, if we have a separate a document that all of us know what is the outstanding this issue that Mr. Self is raising now, we put it on a separate document for the new committee to take it first. But this report, we adopt it as a committee with the recommendations and everything, concerns and everything. Members, any other thing on this report? So I'm going to put this report in front of the committee, before the committee, with amendments. Mr. Self, propose that we and Nguenya. Members, then the minutes. We go to the minutes of the 3rd of June. Sorry? Tuesday, 3rd June, Cape Town Lodge. Sorry? Sorry, Mr. Self?
No, sorry.
You have it, Mr. Self?
Yeah.
Because you attended that meeting. Members, there's the report. Anything that is so serious to raise. If there's nothing, I put yes, Mr. Sir.
Just one thing again to add to our list of outstanding matters.
Yes.
It says on page 10.
Yeah.
The committee has already shared this opinion
page 10.
Yeah, with the EPA, and would engage the department further with regard to the matter. And it's the changing of the time phase of CCP prisons from long-term offenders to juvenile offenders.
Yeah.
So that's just another outstanding.
Yeah. I will ask him for to note all these things for serious attention. That separate document that we are going to. This is one of it. Mr. Selby is right. I mean, we are talking and yeah. Members, the minutes of the 3rd of June, if there's nothing, I put it. Mr. Self proposed that we adopt it. Bishop Dolo seconded it. Right. Agreed. The minutes of the 5th of August.
What about the 18th?
In which
one?
Yeah. Any other thing that you want to raise in this document, the 18th of June, Mr. Self? No, that's fine, Mr. Self. It's your job. You have been paid to do exactly that. Page 6.
In the third last paragraph, Ernie Peterson says that he had, he was producing a document reviewing the privilege system and said that a committee will be sent the document under review. I might be missing it, but I don't think I've ever seen that document.
Yeah. Can you please also note that one? We must ask that. Thanks, Mr. Self. Committee meetings, and I propose that I'm putting this minute of the 18th. Agreed. Friday, 20th June. Anything? Nothing? Agreed? Tuesday, 29 July. Anything?
Yeah.
Mr. Self?
Yeah. On page 10.
On page 10.
In paragraph G, other matters.
Page 10, yeah.
The chairperson presented to the National Commission with a list of suspicious parole cases. The National Commission should investigate these allegations of parole having been granted well before the offenders became eligible for parole. Just wondered whether the National Commission had feedback on those cases.
Not yet. Can you also put that on, please, yeah? Okay, Mr. Rasbali, do you want to follow up on this one?
No, the committee follow up on this.
All right, that's fine. Thanks, Mr. Rasbali. I'm putting this one. Agreed. Agreed. 29th of July. Nothing. Agreed. Thanks, Mr. And then the 8th, the 5th of August. Anything, members? The 5th of August. Agreed? Agreed. Then the 12th of August.
August 15th. Can I raise a concern?
Surely, ma'am. Surely, ma'am.
Yeah, on I don't see the numbering on the page here. I don't think this is numbered. Is it?
No, ma'am.
No, the 5th of August.
The 5th of August, yes. Is it the 5th of August that you
yes,
want?
Yes.
Okay.
I have a query of what has really happened in cases of illness, chronic illness in prison.
Or medical parole, ma'am.
Yes.
Medical
on
parole.
On medical parole. Because we see a case here and we don't know what has happened.
Yes. Do you want to come up with any proposal now?
Yeah, I think, Chairperson, we shouldn't be just leaving this case.
We must follow it up.
We have to follow it up and just see what is really happening, because if the other committee comes in and we haven't actually completed our job,
yeah. Say,
what report have we got to give on this medical code?
Yeah.
And we haven't got it yet. So we should follow the medical code to whom it may concern.
Thanks. It will also go on to that list, medical parole, follow up on medical parole. I think the meeting of the 12th of August also deal with medical parole. It also deal with the medical parole. Anything there? Agreed. We also put it on that list.
Yes.
Medical parole. Right. And the 12th of August. Sorry? Okay. Change the date, please, members, to the 19th of August.
Mm-hmm.
Not the 12th. The 19th of August. And that has to do with the outsourcing of the department's nutritional services, the kitchen.
Yes.
Comrade Winnie.
Yes, I think even this one is falling under the package of the next term, because if I can remember, we have just used that letter, not a commissioner. Not even getting the report back from the department in terms of the contract.
Mm.
The contract that is always extending and extending.
Mm.
That was contract. And why they is only nutrition for only seven centers, meanwhile we got 100 and something.
There's a lot of questions on that. I think that one is the same issue for us as we go.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Mengwena, Mr. Self, and Bishop Tola.
Chair, thank you very much indeed. Let me say that this is a matter of outstanding. It is a matter that is very unsatisfactory and has been outstanding for a very long time.
Mm.
And at that committee, we asked a whole lot of very pertinent questions. A whole lot of questions which the department undertook, which would respond to us timely. And amongst other things, it is noted here in the minutes, in these minutes, that the chairperson agreed that an evaluation of the value and money aspect of the contract had to be done. He pointed out that there were other prisons that were larger than those with the presentation, etc., etc. If you go to the parliamentary monitoring group, ongoing meeting, it says, in conclusion, the chairperson, that is yourself, reiterated the committee's concern over the inclusion of Mr. Gillingham in the task force. He said, that we said, a date would be set for the department to report back to the committee on the results of the feasibility study and the external investigation. He commended the commissioner, etc. Now, Chair, that contract has now been awarded. Been awarded at the price of 280 million rand per annum. And it was awarded in the course of last week. In other words, the department said, to hell with the portfolio committee. We're not going to take the portfolio committee seriously. We're going to go ahead and do what we're going to do anyway. I think it's an outrageous situation. I think it attacks the credentials of this committee, and it attacks the credentials of Parliament as a whole. And I do believe that the committee needs to summon the Department of Corrections Services, and they need to explain why they didn't come back, why they didn't brief us, and why they went straight ahead and awarded this contract. I might add that all the criticism that this committee made of the award of the previous contract, to the best of my knowledge, seem to have been repeated in the award of this contract. There are also very serious matters that have come to my attention, including an allegation that the National Commissioner of Correctional Services spent a weekend at the game farm of the owner of the farm. And I think that these matters need to be very carefully considered by this committee in a responsible way, but we cannot simply carry on as before. So my proposal would be to have the department come and brief us in sufficient detail so that we can make a recommendation on this matter.
Yeah, myself, I'll deal with that. Let's give Bishop Dollar.
Thank you much about that. You know, Chair, I want to follow up the point that you know, I remember one day we were talking about this thing of the PPP. Now, I remember the answer from the Department of Social Services, they said, we kept on. Now, I don't know, as a portfolio committee, we've got a power. What kind of power we have? You know, I don't understand, because I just say that. We just say that, but the department just take decisions and go home. Now, you know, so maybe you can help with that. That's why when I'm sitting and listening and talking always, I can see maybe that when we can put me, if we've got a power, we must use that power. Because when they will say PPP, they say, no, you have said that, but we. Because we always say, no, don't agree, because we are looking North Richard and Magaung and so on, so very extensive and so on. But they say, we go on with our way. But it's where, Shepard, I don't know, if we've got a power, then we must act on that. The point is from
thanks. Mama?
Yeah, thank you. Just adding to what my colleague has just said, I think it's in one of the minutes that I have raised the powers of the committee. And, seriously, being elected, you come, you sit here, but we all get paid for our jobs. And I think we need to take our committee seriously. And if the department feels that it does not take the committee seriously, then the department must come out and tell us that why the committee's decision or the committee's recommendation or whatever it is not serious. Because we are here to do our job. And I think we must, I appeal to you, Chairperson, that you get to the head of the committee section and find out who is heading the committee section as to say, please, let us know what's our power. And if not, then we are just coming here, sitting, having a meeting, taking minutes down, and there is nothing else that's going on. We must not get into this. And that on that note, I may be not here in committee commission because I'm seriously thinking of retiring.
You are too young, man.
No, I have.
We are old now.
I have been 56 years in public life, and I think for a woman, I have exceeded the limit. And
56 years, ma'am.
Yeah, and I'm now 76.
Oh.
So, I think I'm very seriously thinking about all this. The powers and strength of the committee. That if we could get a reply from some head of our department in the environment to say, there are your powers. You can sit here, you can do this, you can bang the table and say, I want to have this. So this is an idea, and I'm just using the power of the trade in Canada.
Mm.
Because of 40 years of background of trade, you need to say that the employer did not agree on calling the strike.
Yeah.
So Chesterton, I know you can't call the strike, but the only thing is that I think you should be your heel and say that we want power. And what is the power of our committee? What else you don't have committees?
Yeah.
It becomes such music. You can't sit, talk, take minutes down and all these blah, 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 and that's the end of the story. But even if I retire, I'll just
here. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah. Members, Mayor Ngwenya on page 4 raised the very same thing that she's raising now. It's paragraph 1, 2, 3, 4 from last, from the bottom. She was concerned that the tender was limited to 7 management areas when there were 242 prisons in the country. She was concerned about the DCS inability to provide the committee with the necessary information to reach informed decisions and to provide guidance. That is what Ms. Ngwenya raised on the 19th. Is it the 19th of August. Now remember, I hear what all of you are saying. It's a very serious issue, and we must call the department. I'm sitting, and the committee must help me with this one. Who are we calling? Let me tell you why I'm asking this question. We are sitting without, no, Mr. Sir.
National leader.
Yeah, but he raised that issue, and I can't continue. But let me raise it. We are sitting without a national commissioner. All of you know that Mr. Peterson is removed, and I know it through the media. I know it through the media. We are sitting without a national commission. That's my personal view, member. You have raised your view. Now we call the Department of Correctional Services. Here comes a person in here. In the first place, the things that you are talking about, Mama, and all of you, the disrespect of Parliament, of the executive or whatever, I'm raising it here. Not a single time were this committee informed of the change of a new commission. Now we must call the department. You must understand where I'm coming from. We must call the department. Here comes a person in here coming to claim that she or he is the new commissioner. With other words, we are recognizing this person who is coming here to introduce herself. That is really totally not what I will do. That is, they are disrespecting this institution, not even writing a letter to this committee. We are doing oversight over this department. And they have not respected this committee to say, yes, now we are calling the department. Come and explain all these things that is. Here comes this person in, sitting there, and we must only clap hands and what? I disagree. Unfortunately, members, I disagree, because I think that the voters out there, my political party, is having faith in me and the members of the ANC. I know the same from your side. Your members, people who have voted you, want parliament or anybody to respect you for that matter. But here's the situation now, that we must just dance as the truth. I am raising it here, members, so that we must debate this thing. We are sitting in this problem. I won't agree on that. I really, when the ANC and parliament appointed me to say lead this committee, I am expecting from any person in the country to at least recognize that this is the chairperson and his committee. But now we must invite Correctional Service Department, come in and explain. Here comes somebody else in. Mr. Selvin.
Chair, I think you're absolutely right. I share your concern with the way in which this committee has been treated in respect of the appointment of the National Commissioner. However, we got a briefing from a particular group of people on that occasion on the 19th of August. There was Chief Deputy Commissioner Moodley, there was Mr. Kitsani, and there was Mr. somebody else. My very strong recommendation would be that the same people come back, because they know everything they want to know about this contract. They were involved in the award of that contract. And anybody else, because there's Mr. Tritter, who must also come here. Mr. Tritter is very material in this matter.
I hear what you are saying. Let's discuss it. But you see, protocol won't allow that situation, Mr. Self, to call subordinates, and the accounting office is not there.
Chair, I understand protocol now provides for that.
Yes.
But what I'm saying to you in answer to Mr. Rajbali's question,
yes,
the constitution of this country and the rules of parliament allow this committee to do certain things. And amongst other things, this committee can summon anybody in South Africa to come and testify before it. And frankly, I've now arrived at the stage where I say, to hell with protocol. Because protocol, as you correctly say, is the excuse the department uses to obfuscate and to deceive us when they don't want to give us the information that we need to have in order to do our job. So, I mean, my very firm recommendation is we say we don't want to listen to the National Commission, or she can come as well, it's her right, she can attend the free country. But the following people must attend: Ms. Moodley, Mr. Tetani, Mr. Tritter, and, you know, we can provide other names if need be.
Yeah. But Mr. Self, if I don't ask,
yes. Yeah, Timothy, I understand what Mr. Self is saying and what you are saying. But I'm worried about our time, because now very soon we're going to leave. And I would like to support Emma when he says maybe we need to emphasize that where is the power of the committee? Because if the committee was having a power, we'll never have this problem that we are having right now. Really, we need to be recognized. I'm not saying Mr. Self is wrong that those people must come, but what Chairperson is saying is to recognize us as a committee, to inform us. Consultation is very, very important. To write even a letter to say a committee of correctional service, this is what is happening in the department. We have removed the commissioner or suspended or whatever. We don't know.
Mm.
I don't want to talk about PICA.
Mm.
We need something that is straight to us from a committee. That's what Chairperson is saying, that we need to be recognized, to be informed about everything that is happening concerning our committee. Not to hear outside the corridor
or the year on a pita. And I agree with the proposal of Mr. Self to say, let those people pay, because on the last meeting, it was showing that there's a serious problem among themselves in the department. But I believe that they were able to answer the question. But at the very same time, we mustn't leave that one chairperson of consultation as a committee. That we still need the department or minister, I don't know. But I think the minister is the right person to explain to the committee of removing of the station commissioner and to put the new one, to tell us as the committee. Then I think by doing that, he will show in the respect on the committee. I think, Chairperson, this is what you are saying, that we also want to know, but we don't know whom to ask. We even ask you, Chairperson, what's going on? Why you are changed? No one explained us, but we're working on this committee, but we don't know.
Thanks, Mangwin. Mr. Rajbani?
Chairperson, this is a very important committee, and decision-wise, we are weak. I suggest that, the minutes that we're going through, there's a lot of questions to be raised. And I think members of this committee, as the minutes read, have raised questions to the presenters, and etc. I feel, Chairperson, that you personally should go through these minutes and mark down, highlight the questions that you haven't yet received any cooperation or any reply from the department, as to say, put it on your letter form to say that we are now coming to the end of the term and we haven't yet had any joy from what questions the members have asked and the chairperson of the committee has asked. But it happens that we have to sit on you, because we actually in a committee is guided by yourself. And arising from what my colleague has just said, that is that taking that the commissioner's removal as well, the commissioner that is removed,
the commissioner,
as well, and arising from these minutes where we haven't got any answers or any joy out of any questions that the members have placed, and I think you should send a letter to the department and say, come on, guys, let's have something. Let's communicate with each other. And can you give us some answers before we come to the end of this? Thank you, sir.
Thanks, ma'am.
I didn't get the answer, because this point, I raised this point about the powers of our committee. But the way discussion, I didn't get the...
Let me answer that one, Bishop. You asked for a response. On the power, you said you are not, and Ms. Rajbali supported you to say what is the power. Bishop, last week there was a report from an independent group of people. Last week, it's on our desk now, a brown document, saying the very same thing that you are raising. Yes. Committees don't have any power. The executive wants to do whatever they want to do. They are not taking us seriously. That is an independent group of people that Parliament have appointed to look into the functions of Parliament. And exactly that. We don't have powers. We are making noise here and making... But you see, with us, as this committee, at least there's something that we have achieved. I can tell you. From our side, but not enough. We are not being respected. Bishop, the constitution of this country is saying the state is parliament, is judiciary, and the executive. All three having equal power. But here in this country, the executive is having more power than parliament. A minister can come in and do whatever he wants. I'm talking about all ministers, not only our minister here. All ministers. That is what the report is saying. And we had meetings with that independent. We as chairpersons were having meetings. And all the chairpersons were raising the very same issue that you are raising. All of them were raising this. And all committees is the same. We are tabling this report. This report are being noted or adopted from 2005. Go through all our reports. It's a very few things that is implemented. But 400 members there in the chamber adopted this report with recommendations. With other words, it must be implemented. But there's no follow-up strategy how to look into this. Bishop, the constitution of the country, the rules of parliament is giving us power, but it's this thing of two powers fighting each other. That is the problem that we are having. The constitution is very clear of this country, that the executive is accountable to parliament. That is what the constitution is saying. With other words, the minister must come and account here. But you see, there's no media, and I can talk. But you know the attitude of our minister, for instance, towards this committee. Now, I think I've responded to you, Bishop. Yeah, okay.
No, thank God for response. Very, very important response. Which means, according to me, when we go outside this interview, taxpayers' money paid hotels and transport,
mm-hmm.
which means it's just waste of money.
It's a fact.
The chairperson saw us about 3 million. But now others, you know, we just use the money for you know, it's a problem. Now we are applying for more to here, we are talking about this, but somebody just can't take decisions, say, then you can go where you want to go. Now, which means we are wasting the taxpayers' money. And I think if now we are going to do this when the constitution says so, and which means it's wrong according to me. If somebody makes wrong thing outside against the constitution, when we say it's wrong, then we also are wrong because we are not following the constitution. Together. You know, it's a problem. I agree with you, Jefferson, because Minister, when they were saying, B545, you know, I was asking about the president of Rotterdam, where that place is. One day they can really say all the presidents are ethics. Let you know, and they say, no, in the Mpopo there's no problem. No one can escape them. People of the Mpopo is very good. Which means it was showing us never to make a development in the Mpopo, because those people in the Mpopo, they just keep quiet. Now, I say, Captain, which means there is something wrong if we are not following the constitution of South Africa. Then we must just sit and drink and sleep and just go home and go on. But I think we, as a member, all of us, we must, this thing in our party caucus, we must discuss about it. I think that's the important thing. And in our party caucus, even party, we must discuss about this thing. Maybe leadership of the party will come together to see. Because outside people are saying we are doing nothing. No. But when we are here, we are trying, and at the same time, some others they are doing. No, so thanks very much.
Thanks.
Just in passing, I was saying the new president of America, Barack Obama, he can stand very crazy and say, yes, he can. You can't even say that. Really, we can't even say it. We are questioned outside, and the public knows that we belong to certain committees. Illiterate days are over on the ground. We are people at the grassroots that know something better than you and I. So, what do we answer? Committee has got no power. So what are, how many people doing there? Right?
Mm. Thanks, okay. Mama.
Let's learn to say yes, we can.
Yeah, thanks, Mama.
Jefferson, I just feel like in Afrikaans, I must say, it's a female in Jerusalem. Because I was completely unaware about our national commissioner being in place. But maybe it was the time that I...
Is it for the first time that you hear?
The first time that I hear, I was completely unaware of that. But nonetheless, I don't think it's the department that can come and explain to us about the replacement of our commissioner. I think it should be the minister. But the question now is, will the minister come?
Mm-hmm.
One final point. I think this committee is being too hard on itself, quite frankly, because actually of all the committees in the National Assembly, this is one of the ones that actually does get things done and which has taken the department on and which has performed an oversight function. So Bishop Torlon needs not worry about his hotel bills and whether or not he's wasting his time. I really do think he in particular is a very conscientious member of this committee. But it really comes down to the fact that we do have now the 20th of January. There's the 27th of January, there's the first week in February, there's indeed the second week in February.
I was just informed of the 27th and 28th, Mr. Self. You are still on the floor. That the committee will go on oversight. The joint committee will go on oversight. I was just informed now. Cindy, can you... The 27th
and the 28th.
There's a cluster. The
27th.
Yeah, here in the Western Cape.
It's good of them to let you know. Good of them to let us know too. But be that as it may. What I would like to suggest formally is that we, in this particular instance, because it's so serious and because it illustrates the contempt with which the committee deals with us, that we summon the appropriate officials at the Department of Correctional Services to follow up these issues and to explain on what basis this contract was awarded. I make that very earnest appeal and proposal, Chair.
No, thank you very much, Mr. Sir. Members, I am still sitting with, I agree with Mr. Sir. We must deal with that thing, but I am still sitting with this very serious principle matter. I will never recognize a person when that person was not officially introduced. We can then take each and every person. The correct way of doing when there's a new person, even a regional commissioner or a provincial commissioner, a regional commissioner, area commissioner, is to write a letter to the committee, because the committee is doing oversight work. When there is a new regional commissioner in the Western Cape, write a letter so that Mr. Self and Mr. Mahote must know when they are going to visit the president, who is the new regional commissioner. But we don't have that cooperation in this. Mr. Self and members, I am very much steadfast on this issue. I will not sit and chair that meeting when the new commissioner that I don't know, I won't sit here and chair that meeting, because I'm also having my dignity, I'm also having my pride to say that I was appointed as a chairperson, and I'm leading people who's also having dignity amongst them. I won't sit and the other problem, Mr. Self, is that I know that I will get pressure from up there to say, why are you the new national commissioner will come into the meeting and she will lead the delegation and brief the committee. So it's a very difficult, I must be honest with you, it will be a very difficult task for me. I'm not recognizing her for now, because I don't have anything personally, I don't recognize that new commissioner, because she was introduced to me through the newspaper and over the radio. But there's no document to say that this is a new commissioner. It's a very difficult thing for me, and that's why I'm expressing it here in front of the committee. Mr. Self and people who's proposing that we must call them. I don't know. But members, that's the issue on the table. I am just raising my concern and my principle. That's my principle. Because if we do that, you see, since she was appointed, up until today, she has also not made plans to at least to say, Chairperson, can we meet? I am now a new commissioner in the department, and I want to introduce myself in your office to you. She has not, because I know that there's influence in not doing that. So now, we must come. She must come in here and sit here and feel, no, we are accepting. Members, is open. Let's take a decision on the proposal that Mr. Self has made to call these people, the department to come and explain.
I don't know whether they are going to be too harsh or too harsh. The principle, Chairperson, is that the person that you got right to say that the person has choose us, because we really don't know. And we are not expecting the officials to introduce the special commission on us. I believe maybe we are going to make a big chaos on that thing if we really allow this thing to continue without a proper consultation with the committee. And I don't believe that it's us that we need to push the minister to inform us about it. It's for him to do that. In other ways, I look at this committee as a committee that is facing a challenge in terms of this. Because we've got the only few now.
14 days.
To fight this process.
Mm.
And this is our fight, members. It's our fight. But the time is about us. Fight this process. We are born among kids, and now when you are old, you can feel that there is something bigger than what we're seeing for us as this committee, not only for Chairperson, because the undermine is not against Chairperson, for all of us to be recognized as members of parliament on the work that we are doing with the department. The department that is headed by the minister. So, the challenge for us. I believe maybe Chairperson, we need to recommend this on our report collectively about this challenge that we are facing. Because we don't have even power to accept them. We have been accepted as members. But we don't have power to access them. But if we do, we are going to write a report, Chairperson, that how is so and so performed. But we don't have that power to do that.
Mm.
That's the recommendation that I have.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, ma'am. Bishop?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairperson. My suggestion, Comrade Chairperson, you were trying to show us the powers of judiciary and executive and parliament. Why we are not, well, we know the head of parliament, who is the speaker.
Yeah.
Why we are not calling him or her to come to our committee? We face this kind of problem. I'm not sure. Why we are not calling, but now the time is gone, but I'm trying to call the department now, according to me, doesn't help, always is like this. Can help the minister. It's not true we are talking bad about the minister. You know, I talk in front of him. All they can say, no, don't go. Can happen. I don't know if you mustn't go there. Can happen. But now I say, if we've got this kind of problem, to call the commissioner or the department, whatever, whom, why are we not calling the leader of the parliament, the people who approve this, our visit and the money to pay whatever our trip to come in the committee? Is where we face the problem as a committee. 1, 2, 3. Maybe you can help us for that.
Now, I hear what you are saying, Bishop, but for now, it doesn't bring up a solution to this 14 days. You see, Comrade Winnie's suggestion of calling these people and asking the National Commissioner to excuse us will put me in a very serious problem myself. And the media will be all here, and then they will say that we have chased out the National Commission. And it's unfortunately me who must say that, nobody else, to say that, can you please excuse us? You see, Comrade Winnie, the other danger of this thing is that the President has appointed this person, signed the appointment of this, the Deputy President. You know that story. Now, if I'm going to ask it to excuse, with other words, I am fighting with Baleka, the deputy president. You understand what I'm saying? When I'm saying she must leave, it's going to be a problem for me. Sorry?
I don't think as long as you do it. Do it politely, but do it.
to ask her to excuse us.
What's the best way you can suggest?
No, Chairperson, I was just showing the danger, because you have said you are not going to share that meeting.
Yes.
For us to share the meeting.
Yeah.
Is to ask her to excuse us so that we can talk about this matter. And another thing, Chairperson, I don't know, because other committees, if they've got problems, we usually see them sitting even if it's a recess, because they want to fix their house, to clean their house. We're going to leave this stigma for the next members of parliament and the chairperson that is going to take place after the election. But it will be good for us to leave this matter on the report, the challenge that we faced, the undermine that we have been undermined as this committee. But if we didn't do that, it would look like we have been accepting whatever that was happening for us. And that committee is going to sit with this problem for the whole of the 5 years. It's better to leave it to say, at least we have been discussing this matter, and this is the solution that will come about it. And also, the point of recognize the committee, in fact, to respect the committee, is very important. They can sign and do whatever, because they know what is behind that, we don't know. But what we are saying as the committee chair is to be respected as this committee of correctional services, to be informed, to be consulted, about everything that is happening in our Department of Correctional Services. As people who are serving this committee, we do have concerns on this matter, I think.
Thanks. Thanks, Comrade Winnie. Mr. Kibido.
Thank you, Jefferson. I'm just thinking now, what will it be worth to ask the minister to come and explain to us anything about the commissioner that is now being replaced? Do we need a report from the minister on why Commissioner Peterson has been removed, or will it be enough if the minister comes and introduces the new commissioner to us? And then the question that obviously arises now, is it our responsibility to ask the minister to come and do that? It is something that he should have done already. But I'm just thinking, can't we maybe have a sort of compromise approach so that we, in the end, can clear our minds and our hearts? Even if there's a moment of conflict between the committee and the minister before he introduces the new commissioner. But we need to do something in order not to leave just like that in the lap of the new committee that will come in after the election.
Amber, yeah. I'm going to close it now after this.
I'm not sure it's going to happen. Why I'm saying this, you know, always a minister says, it's a moose truck. It's a moose truck. All the problem of correction is up my shoulder, not somebody. Only me and TPT and commissioner. You know, always say that. Which means if you are going to ask him, I don't think it's going to be correct, because always in front of us say it's a motor truck up my shoulder, me and DBT and the commissioner. Which means we are going to ask somebody who have a power on this thing to ask him, why commissioner? Because you know you don't have a power. Why are you asking me about that? I'm not sure. Because I say always, you say that. That's why I say to me, maybe I'm out. When I'm saying, if, like the chairperson talking about judiciary and executive and parliament, if it's that point, we've got our big boss in parliament. That's why I'm saying, let's talk to them about that. But we can call Minister Padima, does know.
Yeah, the big part is already fine.
Members, let me. Mama, I'm planning for us to break at one, quarter to one, then to one, because we are having two documents still left. Members, let me come up with a proposal here for this issue. Let us write a letter, a report to the Speaker of Parliament and to the President of the country and CC it then to Minister Balfour. This issue of the tenders that Mr. Self spoke about, but we start with the appointment. We want to call the Department of Correction. We put it like that. We want to call the Department of Correctional Service to come and explain to us this and this. But we know that there is no commissioner in the department, because the commissioner is been taken away from the department. Now we don't know who is the accounting officer of the department. We are writing it to the Speaker of Parliament, and to the President, and CC it to the Minister, for them and it's an urgent letter that must go out today, and we can only hope that they will answer this thing quickly. That's my proposal, ma'am. Yes.
Yeah, I think that one, according to me, is not right. Because they're going to ask us, we call the uncle back, and you call the minister to say, come to explain, or what? I'm not sure. If we are just write a letter to the speaker, or we say we don't know because the commissioner wants to, then they're going to say, are you? Write a letter to the minister to don't know what goes through the commission. We're not so sure.
There's a question from Bishop. I can answer it, but that's a if anyone wants to answer. Bishop, I am saying, you have said that we must go to the speaker or call the speaker to a meeting. It's the same thing. The speaker can also ask us, did you contact the minister in asking him those questions? Now, I'm saying we are writing a letter, not calling him. We are writing a letter to say to the speaker, we are sitting with these points, that burning point, and according to us, we don't have a according to media reports, we don't have a national commission. What must we do? Then the speaker must tell us what to do.
Say we don't have a national commission at the moment has to do with the fact that that person has never formally been introduced or introduced herself to you. So, in a sense, you don't recognize her. Is that what you...
That is correct.
Yeah.
That is correct. I mean, it's a fact. I won't recognize her because she was never introduced to this committee. How can we deal with somebody that we don't know? She can also say that, no, I can't give answer because I was not there when these things happened. But, yes, ma'am.
Jefferson, I think you have a point in saying that you should approach the speaker. You see, Jefferson, I just want to know whether any kind of information came to you from the department of the removal and re-engagement of another commissioner?
No, nothing. I'm also reading this thing in the newspapers, members. Yeah. Nobody have contacted me. I could have come to this committee to tell the committee that Mr. Peterson is no more the commissioner. I could have come here, but nobody. Even in our study group, they know. We were never been informed.
Then, Chairperson, just to follow up that, I feel terrible that you especially have been sidelined, and the committee as well. And I think you have the right, without fear of anybody, to find out what is going on as the chairperson of the correctional committee, portfolio committee in this parliament. You have a right to find out what is going on.
Chair, yeah, I hear the sensitivity, and I know, you've expressed your own feelings very, very clearly, but the effect of this means, in practical terms, that we will not get the answers that we seek from the department for the adjournment of parliament. That is the implication.
Mm.
And I think that speaks to, and it actually plays into all the feelings that people have about the impotence of this committee. Right, so the National Commission has never come and introduced you, the Minister's never spoken to you, you've never got a letter, all of the above true. I concede that, and I hear what you're saying. But, if we can't on this issue get the department to come and give us the answers that we need in order to do our job, then I really do believe that we would have been playing into the perception that this council, this committee is indeed as impotent as people make it out to be. And that would be a real pity in my opinion. capacity because it doesn't deserve that reputation. It's been a very good committee, a very conscientious one, under your leadership.
Now, I hear what you are saying, Mr. Self, but I feel strong about this one. I feel very strong about this one, that I will never, and all of you must never, ever accept that you have been undermined like this. Coming in, here comes a new commissioner. Don't even, I'm feeling very strong, unfortunately, Mr. Self. That is how I feel. The members can, the rules of parliament allow for members to have a chairperson in the absence of the chairperson. It is up to the committee to decide, but I won't be in that meeting because I feel very strong on this one. People must never ever, I mean, this committee, you are correct, having a track record of being respect, very harsh and what. Now, how can we be harsh on somebody that we were never introduced to? How can we be harsh on that?
Jefferson, I would like to take in your proposal that we, as a matter of urgency, write a letter to the speaker, explain the situation, and hopefully that they will react fast enough, quick enough, so that we can still have some action from especially from the minister. I would second your proposal.
I hear Mr. Self's concern as well. It's a thing that will hang in the air. We can just hope that they will respond. And then this, members, let's put our heads together to find a solution to this one. I hear what Mr. Self is saying. And I can tell you, members, that I'm very itchy to take this thing on. But I don't want to be undermined, members. I want to take this thing on because it's in the minutes. We need a report, a feedback report. And I will never ever leave this one. But how are we going past this sticky one? How? About this commission. How are we going? I want to do it. I fully agree with all of you that we must call them. But now here is somebody. Bishop Tolo is going into a church there. He was never introduced there in that congregation. And now,
let me ask a question. I'm not sure because I've got only one committee here in this committee. On other committees, if they remove DG of that department and then come another DG, they include him or her
formally.
Oh, okay.
Formally. There's other members of other committees.
Other
members of other committees, formally. Because it's the accounting officer of that department. When you are dealing with the budget of that committee, that person is accountable. Members, that's food. Let's deal with this one. Please take some food.
Not sure for commission. We're not
sure.
Yes. Hello. Hey, good evening. Parliament.
Antia. It's 14 days left.
When was the commissioner return?
You know, another way of doing this thing, and that is a proposal again from my side, is having all these points that we have raised. and have our last media briefing on all these points and concerns, and raise this very same burning issue then there onto that thing, and maybe some other people will react to what the portfolio committee has to say on that issue. And I'm thinking of other ways, member, because we must have a media briefing and saying what we have done for the 5 years and whatever, and the outstanding issues that is there. We can't rise without, and there's a lot of NGOs who have done exceptional work for this committee and to contribute. We must thank them. And it's through a media briefing to thank them publicly. We can write letters to them, but we must write them publicly. I'm saying, members, that is another way of raising this issue through other channels. It's a proposal, members.
Withdrawing your first one, of writing the letters and speaking.
Yes.
You're withdrawing that.
No. It's two. I'm coming up with trying to find solutions to this thing. So it's two there. It's this route of the letters, and now this other one of our last media briefing. Maybe next week. Maybe next week we have a media briefing, and raising all these issues in the form of outstanding issues that
if you have such a reason, if you have formal meetings with the committee, and I'll tell you why, because there are certain things that you can't say except with the privilege of art. There can't be a media briefing, there can't be a meeting of the committee in advance of the media.
Yeah, you are right. You are right, Mr. Sell. Yeah. Yeah, but which one do you agree with?
I agree. Well, look, these are very much second options.
Yes.
But I tell where you come from. I think write the letter, have one more meeting at which we highlight certain achievements during the 5 years, certain challenges, and certain jobs that are still to be done by the committee that's coming in.
Mm.
One of the challenges is the fact that the department seems to be committed with the pre-official text, and nothing illustrates more than the way that we were treated in respect of the contract.
Yeah. Mr. Self, let me just correct one thing. We are not writing then the letter first to the speaker. We will write the letter after our last meeting, so that we must also include it in our last meeting as a proposal from the committee to write that letter to the speaker. But members agree that our last meeting, and maybe next week.
Would you let me know?
No, sure, Mr. Self. Thank you very much, Mr. Self. But I hope that you understand the dilemma. That's fine. We'll decide on a Mr. Self. Call Mr. Self quickly. On all the other minutes and issues, you are fine. Sorry. All right, but we adopt it with amendment. Thanks, Mr. Self. Remember, so the last issue that we were talking for more than an hour, we agree that in our last meeting, we will deal with that issue in depth, like our concerns and everything. I hope that Mpoa have captured everything. all the points that we, but this one is a very, very pending issue. It's the one of medical parole. The one of medical parole. The one of the tendering process. It's the second one. The one members, let me not rush, because there's other reports as well, but the two are very pending issues. Members, let's go to the report of No, we can't go to the, there was two meetings in the progress on precautionary suspension in the department. It's page 6 of the very same report on page on the 19th, ne? Yeah, that La Corte, that La Corte ex case.
Yeah,
me win.
On this matter, we worried and care about this suspension of the members that is taking long and the earning taxpayer.
Mm-hmm.
And never had the report from NPA or whatever. From the institution, saying they are guilty, they are behind the bars, or what is happening about them, or they are fired, and whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But we always get that they've been suspended. And the Commission of Inquiry has been established. But to say how long, there's no time for it. And when the department comes to us to answer that, we find that they will tell you that this person for 5 years suspended. The commission inquiry is still dealing with it.
So my question, Chairperson, is that when are we going to get the right answer in terms of the suspension of the members that are corrupt in the department? And why the commission of inquiry is taking so long. Meanwhile, these people that are eating the taxpayers of our people. I'm worried about that. Thank you, sir.
Thanks very much, Mengwen. You put it also there. Suspension. The La Corte escape, and the members who was on suspension, eh? And then this one of Groteskief, those members are still on suspension, and no report. There was a third one as well. The investigation into Krugersdorp, the killing of inmates there in Krugersdorp. But Comrade Winnie is right. The suspension and taxpayers' money are been used and abused.
The Chairperson, excuse me, on the report of the 22nd of August, on page 2, now bullet number 2, there's a very good summary of how this committee is being treated by the department. I'm just
on page 2.
Page 2, second bullet.
Yeah.
There again, the committee, that's the minutes of the 28th of August. It's on the cross-reef road. For cross-reef.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah. I'm just highlighting it again. It's the participations of this committee is not like one. It's always coming through that this committee is being blatantly ignored.
Yeah. Members, and we must say it. We must say it in our last report. We must say it exactly that, like members are raising it now. And I want Mpho and Cindy to work on this document. A very straightforward document. It's our last document, and we must tell the public out there that what has happened over these 5 years and how we were treated by the department over these 5 years. Very straightforward. Yeah. And I really will plead. Maybe we must have that document. Maybe 2 or 3 days before the meeting, so that members must also edit or add or whatever they want on that document before, but not for the media and for the public out there, because it's an internal document. Yeah, it's a draft document. Members, let's go. Where are we now? The 22nd, ne? All right. Now let's first adopt this one of the 19th. Agreed. The 19th. Then we are on the 22nd of the Marcos Cotley parole, where the minister was there. No, the minister was not there. It was on the 22nd. Yeah, the minister came to that meeting.
Yeah.
I remember. Comrade Winnie?
Yeah. And on the minute of the Friday 22 August 2008, on page 2, bullet 2, on the minister's comment.
Yeah.
Shows the person that again, this shows again on what we are saying, on the frustration that we are having as this committee. If you can read the bullet 2,
yeah,
release of Mark Scott, Scotland on Arrow.
Yeah.
I'll go on this one, because that says, many ANC members have also voiced their dissatisfaction and questioned the minister's decision.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
If you read this all this paragraph,
yeah,
shows the frustration that you are having.
Yeah, very important point.
Adding on the frustration that
yeah. Very important point. Thanks, Comrade Winnie. Remember, there's the
report. Can I start on that same?
Yeah.
Is it correctly minuted that we say the ANC members poll?
No.
It was the committee, all the members.
Yeah, we think correct to
that. All the members.
No, what the minister
was this, you were referring from outside.
From outside.
Okay.
What the minister was saying here is that many other ANC members outside the committee were also raising. I know for a fact that, for instance, the Secretary General of the ANC, Gwere Mandashe, raised a concern. Blayton Zimande raised a concern about that is what the minister means.
Okay.
The minister doesn't mean the in parliament, the committee itself. Yeah, ma'am.
I think if you look on page 4 of the minister, the 22nd August, I'm very strongly emphasizing
the 22nd, ma'am.
Yes.
Page?
Page 4.
Four.
Where I'm very strongly emphasizing there about the feedback.
Yes, I see that.
And I think earlier on, as our discussion went, that if it need be the hard way, then so be it. So, Chairperson, I think it's time that we demand all the explanations before before the end of the term.
Members, let us be practical, and I must be honest. It is not possible that we can get all these answers.
Yeah,
we must be honest and practical. We won't get all these answers. And let us highlight the crucial issues that we want answers at that time. But Ms. Rajpali raised it here on page 4. To say that we need feedback on the questions. No, then I'm putting the minutes of the 22nd of August. Agreed? Thanks. So this minute, we are through with the minute. And is the last set. The 16th September. It's an update on Lakot and Grotesky incidents and medical parole discussions. Members, I think that we have dealt now with this thing. I think that we have dealt with medical parole and the Lacoste thing and Grotesky. I'm putting this minute before you, members. Agreed? Agreed. Okay. Thanks. Members, then the 21st of October. That's minutes of the 21st of October. It's a briefing on instability in the department where the commissioner briefed us. Anything? I am putting this. You have it, all members have it.
Yeah.
I'm putting this minute before you, members. Agreed?
Yeah.
You went through it, members. You look doubtful.
I must admit, I missed this one somehow. I don't know if there is a burning issue that we need to address in it. But if any of the other members have gone through it, then I will.
When we look at it at page 5,
yeah,
on the second paragraph,
yeah,
when it's talking about the corruption in the department,
yeah,
it's falling under the substantial and whatever.
Yeah, that issue that you have raised.
Yes.
Congratulations. Now we'll put it in Paul. We'll put that together there. Yeah. Members, I'm putting this minutes of the 21st of October. Agreed?
Okay.
Thanks, members. then we have dealt with the Kimberley, the prison one. Then there's this last one. Cindy, this report of the Portfolio Committee and Correctional Service for the third parliament. Said Parliament. This is a report.
It's a report that I included it because members of Jay they want an overview. So it's not necessarily for adoption.
For adoption, yes. That is correct. Yes. This one is not for adoption, members.
Yeah.
This one. This is information, what we have done. But now, this document that Cindy and Mpo will draw up will come and cover things that we have done, but the outstanding issues as well. A summary, not as thick as this, a summary of what this committee has done, and maybe highlights the highlight of the committee as well. Cindy, we'll sit the three of us and map up something. But members, no, thank you very much, Bishop. May. No, we. It's in June. Eh? I didn't have the right package in my office when I went through this thing. 20th of May, I didn't have it. Mamaraj Bali, you went through it. Anything?
No,
it seems to be fine. Yeah. Members, I will propose that we adopt this minute as is.
I would prefer second at once.
Okay. Thanks.
It's also the 27th of May. The 20th and then the 27th of May. The briefing by the Department of HIV.
27th, yes. Prevalence and occupational specific. Yeah. Mama, anything? You went through it. Thanks, Mr. Kipido. Remember that was the agenda for today. Yes. Yeah. Of which document?
The
27th.
I was noting that this consensus on this thing of the salary of the inmate, that it looks like me as it is going to the power of the committee against the
person. Yes.
Because we have seen other departments, ministers, increasing the salary of the staff.
Mm.
But in our discussion,
yes.
We only make a noise when we write our speech, when we go to oversight, we tell them that we are going to tell you this in Parliament. And I don't remember us getting an answer in terms of their salary. We even say that they are working more than the police, because the police is only looking at the criminal for that minute he's writing the statement. And these people that are staying with this criminal for the rest of the sentence of this criminal, but what they are earning, it doesn't satisfy us as the committee. And at the very same time, we don't have power to say they must get increased.
Mm.
How are we going to help them? Because when we go for oversight, the staff is telling us that we as committee are looking at the inmate more than them.
Mm. All right, Comrade Winnie. You have put it, ne? OSD, ne? The OSD, yeah. Please put it there, yeah. Any other thing, members? Members, the last thing that I want to raise is the consideration of the incarceration framework. You know, members, we have passed a bill in this committee. That bill can't be signed by the president of the country. because this incarceration framework is not yet, was not tabled in this committee. We have attempted 3 times with the minister for the minister to come and table that incarceration framework. Thrice. And the department, the last time, I'm still having your SMS or message. The last time the minister said they will communicate with you back, but it's on the desk of the minister. That is what the department has said. Members, this one as well is very serious because, you see, we have passed that bill, but we have said, we as this committee have said, we first want to see what that incarceration framework is saying. Now, it is not there. And the process, because Cindy and I think Mpo, Cindy gave me this. We have asked the table there and the legal people, ne? Mm-hmm. What is the process of this incarceration framework? The minister sends the framework with a cover letter to the speaker, who will then refer it to the committee. Or the minister sends the framework directly to the committee. Committee receives a briefing from the department. Then the committee deliberates and make amendments if necessary. Committee approves framework. Chairperson write letter to speaker informing her of the committee's decision. The speaker communicates decision to the minister. The minister makes the regulation that will enact the framework, and the regulations are gazetted. I don't know, members. You see, this thing, the seriousness of this thing is that, and I don't think it will be possible, and you must help me, that President Halima Mutlante will sign this thing now. Even if we finish this thing now in this 14 days, the president must apply his mind. Legal people in his office must go to the Constitutional Court to say, is this thing, is there no constitutional conflict with the Constitution? So I'm raising it, members, so that it must also be part of the challenges then, and part of our minutes, so that the new committee that must come in must not say that we have left it. It must be part of our minutes, so that each and every person can come and say that we have neglected our work. I'm raising it so that it must be minuted. Yeah. Members, any other thing before we adjourn the meeting? Yes.
I want to ask how far the case of that gentleman is. It the international criminal, I forgot the name, the one who was sentenced in France.
La Corte.
How far was it?
No, Bishop, we have. Maybe you were outside of. We have discussed it, maybe. Maybe you are busy with it. We have said we will call the department. That will be part, not call the department. That will be part and parcel of our briefing, our last meeting, to say that this is things that concern the community. and the Grote Skier one. That shooting of Grote Skier, Mr. Horn. Mr. Horn met. Yeah. We will raise it because we don't know what is happening. Yeah. Anything, Cindy, before we adjourn?
I'm just a public reading.
Yeah, can you press so that the members must hear? Yeah.
And members, the public hearing, the review of the criminal justice public hearings in the provinces will conclude on next week, Wednesday, on Tuesday they'll be going to Paul, and on Wednesday in Mitchell's Place. But I don't know any of the details yet because the people in charge haven't told. I just know about the dates and where we are going. But as soon as the information becomes available, I will forward it to you.
Yeah. Members, you remember most that public hearings that we were visiting all over the country. Now, this is the last province. Now, Cindy, tell me, how are they going to divide us, or are we going in one group?
In one group.
The two groups,
we will go together to Paul and to Mitchell's Plain.
Oh, I see. No, according to the information that Cindy is giving us, we are only going to Pal and to Mitchell's Place.
I think maybe what we need to, the information that Cindy needs to get is the document. Because you remember, Chairperson, on this public meeting, there was not a lot of much in terms of us as correctional service. But because we are soldiers, we know how to speak us on a public, to talk more about parole and the rehabilitation and the sentence and all that.
Yeah.
So maybe if we can get documented before we leave, before we go to this oversight, so that we must know what are we going to talk about on that public meeting. Two, Chairperson, maybe what need to add on the challenges of the committee is the oversight visit outside the country for this committee of correctional services. The budget that is always short when it's supposed to be allocated as this committee.
Yeah.
It's only that, Chairperson, that I was want to add.
No, thank you very much, Comrade.
I'm not sure.
Yes, Bishop.
Well, I'm just raising this issue. You know, why I'm asking this to the only second place alone. If you can look in South Africa, I've been here for 15 years. When we were visiting the constitution, in the rural area, we were visiting this. But now, no more. And they just people are going there to just vote. But if there is activity, nobody goes there. No, we are just going to. No, I saw in the township there. The township is in town, is where you get beautiful water sometimes, but not where we come from. And they don't care about us. We don't have the information. The information we've got always is just vote, is where we're going to vote. But some other issues, it's very difficult. I'm saying, as a leadership, also, we must look into that. I understand the township where we were, it's a township, you go there, there's a wall and so on. In rural area, we hold the meeting under the tree. Now the leadership, they don't want to go there.
Mm-hmm.
We just go there if there's an election. But after the election, it's not right. But that's why I'm saying, if we are going just Paul and Mrs. Play, there is a rural place there. They don't even want. No,
you are having a point, Bishop. I think that you have raised it in our other meetings. But unfortunately, you know who is drawing this program.
Yeah.
You see, I'm getting the information from Cindy. Cindy is telling us. I mean, we we are not part and parcel of the planning of this whole thing. We are getting also, Cindy has been fed in by the other people to say that this was, but your point is correct. Comrade Winnie, your point is 100% correct, that we must have a document from us as correctional services also to distribute that document in like them. Safety and Security was having a document, Justice was having a document. We as correctional services must also have a document, one pager or two pages like this, also to distribute it there and explain the issue that Comrade Winnie is May Winnie Ngwenya is making about correctional forums consisting of who and who and what parole and what it will help so that people must also understand that we are also part and parcel of the justice class. We are not staff riders. That is the point that Comrade Winnie is making.
Just on a lighter note, Mr. Chairperson, I think the reason why we are not going overseas and so on is that somebody decided that we should be incarcerated in the country.
Members, thank you very, very, very much. I don't want to be incarcerated any longer now. Thank you very much for attending the meeting. Members, there's no sitting. Those who want to fly back home can do it until next week Tuesday, when we are going out to that, to the old, to Pal and what. Yeah. But there's nothing for this whole week. Thank you very much, members.
May I just ask, Jefferson, are members coming from the north now? Do you get a special flight upon to fly to the portfolio committee, or is it because Parliament is in the process of opening up?
No, the process is opening.
It's open, so you use your own allocation?
Yes. Yes.
Until end of March.
Yeah,
until end of March.
Thinking that way back in the past, I remember, until the Parliament is not open officially yet, then coming to committees, that time we went to Pretoria.
Everything has changed. Even our salary has changed. Everything. Everything. When we came in here, we said, aye. Now this thing is biting us. That information is true.
Yeah.
That the official opening of Parliament is when the President stands there and opens. Yeah.
But
now we have changed it. Bishop Tolo came in here and said, Manda, away you two. Viva
AMC. You reduced your salary.
PMG, can I please request that you must not publish this minute for now until we have that other meeting. You understand much what I'm saying? Yeah. That other meeting. You see. So that we must raise it in that meeting. I mean, you were part and parcel of the debate here. Don't publish. You can publish it after that.
See you again.
Thank you very much, Mama. Sorry? Yeah, please, yeah. Yeah, so that we must not let information come up before. You see? Yeah. Thanks, May Winnie. Thanks, May Winnie. Hey! Hey, it's a Malaysian.
Yeah.
100%.
Again, the principle of the AOC is also causing a problem because all the primas are men. All the chapters of the therefore, how are we going to implement the 50-50? Because the principle of the AOC doesn't allow two centers of power.